faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Exactly how many fake, dead, illegal immigrant voters have the Democrats loaded up the rolls with? The number in my mind's always been somewhere between 10 to 15 million. But as usual, I've underestimated them. Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer finally told us it's 25 to 30 million. Wait a minute, why would Chuck Schumer volunteer that? Isn't that an admission that we've been right this whole time? Yes. And I'll get to why he dropped that specific number coming up. It's very telling. But folks, I've been telling you for months what's going on inside the Trump administration, just by piecing together bits and pieces here and there, that what they were doing, and it's just kind of obvious watching it, with the SAVE Act, which again is, you know, it's the one you've heard a lot about where people will be required to present an ID both to register and to vote, which here in South Carolina, you got to do anyway. Ditto for North Carolina when I grew up. So to me, it'd be strange not to do those things. But you have to present an ID to register and an ID to vote. That part will cut down on a lot of the Democrat fraud. But the killer part of the SAVE Act is the part where Democrats have to turn over their internal voting rolls. If that law passes, Trump gets the internal voting rolls, and what does he do? Exactly what I told you he'd do. He turns it over to DOGE, and they run them against federal Homeland Security, Social Security, mail lists, and in a couple of hours, using the algorithm they built, they can find all of the fake voters, the ghost voters, the double registered voters, all those people, you know, who live in fields and at gas stations and inside post office boxes and vote reliably Democrat. Oh, the dead ones, too. There is nothing Democrats fear more than that.
They're doing everything possible because they know if we get this, they'll probably won't win an election for 50 years, okay? And maybe longer. And they're going to fight like hell.
Now, everything I've been telling you for months is confirmed by Chuck Schumer, the Democrat leader of the U.S. Senate.
They will remove 25 million people off the rolls. Why? What it does is it says every state, send your election rolls not to the Justice Department or the voting division, but to the Department of Homeland Security, where Musk and Doge and Vote have installed an algorithm that determines whether you're legitimately right to vote or not. The algorithm is a fix. It'll knock 20 million people, 30 million people off the rolls, and they don't tell you. So Mr. Lawrence O'Donnell could show up at the same voting place he showed up every so often, shown his same ID. Sorry, you're not on the rolls anymore, sir. Well, what do I do about it? Next week, go to the Board of Elections. Trump knows he will lose the election. He said it.
They know, folks. And it's exactly what I've been telling you. Now, there's a big lie in what he just said. No, Trump will take you off the rolls. Trump can't take anybody off the rolls. There's no federal voter database. The states individually possess the rolls. I mean, if Trump wanted to get, I don't know, a blowtorch and break into state headquarters and break into the database and take people off the rolls, maybe. But folks, that's what it would take. So what he's saying there, if you think about it, just common sense is a total lie. He's trying to scare them, but he's also trying to prepare them because the party of voter fraud has told their sheeple for so long there's no voter fraud or hardly any. Imagine how it will look when the 25 to 30 million people are on the rolls. But folks, there's something they fear even more, because the second algorithm guaranteed that DOGE builds will be the one to see, okay, these are the dead voters, the ghost voters, the illegal immigrant voters, who I don't think the illegal immigrants are voting in big numbers. I think the Democrats are voting for them. They know where they are on the rolls. But the second search that DOGE will do, and I've been telling you this for a long time, okay, here are the 25 to 30 million not real voters, not legally registered voters. Let's go see how many races that they voted in. Let's see how many past elections they voted in. Folks, that will shatter the myth of our political system being fair, honest, and open. It is nothing of the sort. The fact that Chuck Schumer is already preparing Democrat sheeple for this is telling. Because if the SAVE Act passes, it's lights out for them. They're going to actually have to turn those voter rolls, the internal ones, over. Now, If you run for office, say here in Greenville, and you want to get a mailing list, you can go right down to the Board of Elections. They'll give you a list of everyone on the rolls and their addresses, and also their voting history. In other words, what elections they voted in. Anybody can do that across the country. It's not a big deal. The rolls Trump wants are the internal rolls. Those have the last four of the Social Security, their address, and also their driver's license ID, their state license ID, whatever the ID is they registered with. You get that? Boy, that's the alpha and the omega. You can absolutely run that against mail forwarding addresses, you know, the post offices databases, the Social Security databases, the Homeland Security databases. You can run all of it and you'll know exactly who's a real voter and who's not. So that's what Trump would get with the SAVE Act. But John Thune, an evil man posing as a Republican who runs the Senate, is currently doing just about everything he can to keep the SAVE Act from passing because it will end the uniparty party and thus their hope of open borders, amnesty, and ultimately the destruction of the sovereignty of the country. You know the story with that, right? So Thune is doing his level best to keep the SAVE Act from passing, even though, here's the good news, folks, we actually had a vote on a clean version of the amendment for the SAVE Act, and it passed. We have 50 votes right now. All that has to happen is John Thune has to allow a talking filibuster, the same kind that has been used since the founding. It might take 2 or 3 weeks of people going on, but it'll pass. We got 50 votes, and then J.D. Vance is the tiebreaker. Plus, it'll really help us because Democrats will have to spend weeks on end justifying not passing the SAVE Act and not using ID, something, again, 80% of voters want. Anyway, here's the big deal. In lieu of the SAVE Act, without it passing, Trump has done the next best thing. He's gone and gotten the forward-facing voter rolls to run against all those databases. What he's planning is, and this is really brilliant, to create a real list of voters for each state and to publish it as a sort of guide. Now, there's not a darn thing wrong with that. Since the voter lists of this country are public information, again, you or I could go get the local one for Greenville or even the one for the state today if we wanted it. So here's how this would work. Trump publishes it for the states out there. And then guess what? You can go on your Board of Elections and look anybody up. And if they're not on the real voter list and they vote, busted. And folks, this is almost a pre-warning to the Democrats. They can't vote for these people because they're going to get busted by Trump's list and a whole internet army. See the problem the Democrats are facing there? It's a sort of pre-check to keep them from cheating. Not as good as the real thing. Not as good as the SAVE Act passing, but it'll probably work pretty well, which is why the Democrats are, of course, in a cold panic. Wait till you hear what just happened. Judge Sparkle Suknanen, who is an actual federal judge, which is astonishing to me since she's not even an American. She was born in Trinidad and Tobago, but whatever, I guess that's why these Democrats bring in these people, has now issued an order blocking Trump from running the voter rolls, the publicly available voter rolls, against our databases, Homeland Security, Social Security. So she just issued an order blocking the Trump administration from using a Social Security database to verify voter eligibility. Love how she writes that. Let me translate. She just blocked the Trump administration from using the Social Security database to verify if somebody is legally an American citizen before they vote in a federal election and to verify, what else would you know looking at the Social Security database? Whether they're alive and whether they're real, like real people. She writes, several federal agencies have joined forces to create a centralized federal database that contains the private information of United States citizens, including Social Security numbers, citizenship status, and other sensitive data. Yeah, like whether they're alive. But decades ago, Congress put protections in place to prevent precisely this type of centralized data bank. Now, keep in mind, folks, this is the same liberal, Democrat, socialist uniparty that's totally fine with the NSA scooping up every bank transaction of yours, every cent that you transfer on PayPal, every keystroke that you've ever typed, every text, every email. But suddenly they're terrified that Trump will look something up in the Social Security database. Yeah. But folks, you know what this shows you? We're getting closer. So now let's go back to Chuck Schumer's astonishing admission.
They will remove 25 million people off the rolls. Why? What it does is it says every state send your election rolls not to the Justice Department or the voting division, but to the Department of Homeland Security, where Musk and Doge and Vote have installed an algorithm that determines whether you're legitimately right to vote or not. The algorithm is a fix. It'll knock 20 million people, 30 million people off the rolls, and they don't tell you. So Mr. Lawrence O'Donnell could show up at the same voting place he showed up every so often, shown his same ID. Sorry, you're not on the rolls anymore, sir.
Part of this is obviously fear, but again, they're preparing them to find out that there's that many on the rolls and that many of them have voted, and to create the max level confusion in their voters. Because keep in mind, this is a party that keeps telling everybody that illegal immigrants are immigrants and immigrants are citizens. And folks, what's really going on here, the big project of all these decades, is to normalize the participation of illegal immigrants despite their illegal status in every facet of American life. What was it? Well, we got to let them in, let them go to school. You got to pay the bill. Well, we got to let them into the emergency room. Got to get them treated. You got to pay the bill. Oh, look, there's millions of them on Medicaid now. How did that happen? Well, Democrats didn't check their IDs because they're sanctuary states. Oh, they signed them all up. Oh, look, we're letting them vote in local city council races now. Oh, look, they ended up on the rolls. Gosh darn, did they vote in federal elections? That's illegal. But hey, everything else they do is illegal, too. And so we can't stop them. We're going to have to leave them there. And so this has been part of a long project to just normalize the idea that anybody who comes here and wants to vote Democrat can. And we can't stop them. We can't keep them off the welfare rolls. We can't keep them out of any aspect of American life. So, of course, the Democrats larded up the rolls under Joe Biden. And remember the figures from Kristi Noem when she was head of the Department of Homeland Security. 9 million got Social Security numbers improperly and illegally under Joe Biden. Remember, including 6,000 terrorists. So can you even imagine what we'll find on the voter rolls?
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary? How does that happen?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last 4.5 years, we've had over 9 million people get Social Security numbers that are not U.S. citizens.
Remember, though, that's only part of the picture. Here's the other part of the picture, which involves 19 states. This is Congresswoman Kat McCamick earlier this year talking about why we need the SAVE Act.
19 states currently issue driver's licenses to non-citizens. Of those 19 states, 15 do automatic voter registration when you get your driver's license. So you can see where this has become a serious place for fraud. And we know from years of watching this happen in North Carolina, Virginia, California, Illinois, New York, we have countless examples of thousands and thousands of non-citizens voting, which is problematic, particularly when you have such tight margins here in the House. And I serve with colleagues who won their race by 6 votes, 29 votes, 800 votes. Every vote matters, but it has to be cast legally. And people need to know going into the ballot box that it is going to be a valid vote and they're not going to be canceled out by somebody who shouldn't have been here in the first place.
Finally, one more observation. Did you catch the certitude there from Chuck Schumer of 25 to 30 million on the rolls who shouldn't be? And let's face it, who shouldn't be voting? They know. They know. They've got their own internal numbers. They know. Think about the implications of that. And then consider this. A voter who's legally here and has been their whole life, or even somebody who's been naturalized, there's nothing to fear from this. Voters who are alive and not dead have nothing to fear from this. Now, the only people who have something to fear from this are those who use fake votes. Everyone else will be just fine.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.